Good afternoon. I'm Daniel Guest, and welcome to the Imagine Golf Podcast, brought to you by Imagine Golf and PXG. You can go to our site, imaginegolf.com, and see all of our offerings, including our free drills, our free practice plans, our golf ebooks and videos that we update all the time, or to book a lesson with me at our state-of-the-art studio right outside of Philadelphia, or even virtually through our partner, thegolflliveapp.com. And you can sign up for our free tips and videos that go out once a week, every week, by simply dropping us your email. So look, today is four Friday, right? Four left, four right. And hopefully you're saying, if you're listening to these podcasts, hopefully you're saying four a whole lot less these days. And golf season's in full swing, right? It seems like every year it gets a little earlier, especially with the advent of all this simulator availability that's out there today. And the weather, right? Thank God for global warming. It's definitely getting better. So today's 4 Minute Friday, where we try to get your game better with either some advice, some technique, or some thought process that allows you to get better in your golf game right away in 4 minutes or less, or starting now. So today's a real simple one. It's around tempo. And look, after giving a couple hundred lessons, but certainly after giving 30 some thousand lessons, you realize that most golfers have poor tempo. All right. And I got to be honest, most amateurs that we work with, they swing the golf club just way too slow, way too slow. And I'm not talking about, you know, their swing speed, if you would. And of course, when I say swing, everyone equates that to swing speed. I'm talking about their tempo is too slow. And in particular, that old adage of low and slow, right? And, you know, it's funny. There's a lot of instructors, Sean Foley comes to mind, where he debunks a lot of the old myths, if you would, or old adisms, if you would, of the golf swing, if you would, right? Or, you know, low and slow is the way to go. You know, low and slow is not the way to go for most golfers, right? If you're swinging out of your shoes and missing the ball, you know, repeatedly, low and slow makes a lot of sense. But for the average Joe out there and the average double-digit handicapper, low and slow is not a recipe for success in striking the golf ball properly, and certainly not a success for hitting the ball far, right? So just a little quick synopsis on tempo, if you would, right? The proper tempo, well, everybody swings in four parts, and that's three parts on the backswing and one part on the downswing, right? So, and there's different measures of that, right? Now, so in other words, the average tour pro swings under 1 second, right? About 0.9 seconds, if you would. The average Joe or amateur though, golfer swings between 1.5 seconds and 3.8 seconds. And 3.8 is just crazy slow. But even at 1.5, you're going to swing significantly slower, and everything's going to be different than swinging at 1 second, if you would. Our average student swings at about 1.3, right? So if you swing the club, and meanwhile, when I say swing, I'm talking about the everything in the swing, the takeaway, through impact, through the follow through. If you swing that club, right, in about 1.3 seconds, you're likely to have better form and you're likely to have higher swing speed and higher ball speed. So when you put all that together, what do you get? You get a better golf swing, and you get a better golf game, and you get a lower golf score. So there are all kinds of ways you can start. You can, you know, right here, right now, get online, get an app, get a metronome, or just, you know, figure it out yourself to increase. But you don't have to do anything different. All right. In other words, you don't have to buy any new clubs. You don't have to think totally different about your swing. You don't have to change your actual swing mechanics at all. But increase your tempo and you're going to notice things are different, right? Get away from this slow, methodical takeaway that most amateurs have while they're trying to think on or work on certain things. Get up to the ball, right? 1001, 1002 over the ball and let it go, and have that tempo increase just slightly to significantly over time, all right? Tour Tempo is an app that we love, right? It's been around for like 20 years. Every single solitary pro has it on their phone somewhere somehow, and they use it, you know, on a regular basis. So if it's good enough for them, it's definitely good enough for us. It's only a $29 app one time, and I don't get paid to say it. I'm just telling you, it's a great app. Maybe I should ask them to endorse it, throw us a little bone there, but you get the idea, right? So swing a little faster, all right? And when we say swing a little faster, we mean start to swing a little bit better and swing through just a little bit faster, all right? Tempo is not the same as swing speed, and we're certainly not advocating swinging out of your shoes, if you would. But what you'll find is there's less thinking involved in that swing, right? There's more natural body movement in that swing, and as long as you have proper fundamentals, you're going to play better golf. So that's it for this week, right? Get out there, increase your tempo. If you need the help of Tour Tempo, get online and get that. And here's getting you the game that you've always imagined.